Turn the page. Page 48, chapter 7 is called Skunked. The skipping race came next. Room 9 chose our fastest skippers. Their names were Charlotte, Jamal Hall, That Grace, Lenny, and Meanie Jim. Those people can skip like lightning, I tell you. I made up a cheer for them. Its name was Go Skippers. Here are the words to it. Go Skippers! Go Skippers! Go Skippers! Go Skippers! I cheered real loud in front of room 8 because I really thought we would win this one. Only what do you know? We didn't. Some of our skippers cried a little bit. We got skunked, said Lenny, very sniffling. Skunked means our score is a goose egg, said Jamal Hall. A goose egg is a big fat zero, said That Grace. A big fat zero is when you're stinking up the place, said Meanie Jim, very glum. Mrs. did not like that kind of talk. Hey, 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 that's enough of that, she said. I'm very proud of all of you. You did your best, and that's all anyone can ask, right, Junie B? Turn the page, page 50. Yes, I said. Plus, also, a win would be nice. I sat down. Mrs. looked at me a real long time. The tug of war is the next event, she said finally. How about another cheer from our team captain to get us charged up? No, thank you, I said. I already did a cheer for the skipping team, and look where that got us. Mrs. made squinty eyes at me. Try, she said. I stood up. Raw, I said. Thank you, said Mrs. I sat back down. All of us lined up for the tug of war. Room 8 held onto one side of a rope, and room 9 held onto the other side. Mrs. tied a bow right in the middle of it, then she drew a line on the ground in front of each team. Okay, people, she said. Whichever team pulls the bow over their own line is the winner. Is everyone ready? Yes, 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 shouted room 8. Room 9 just looked at her. William was behind me. I'm not that good at the tug-of-war, Junie B, he whispered. I never even did the tug-of-war before. Join the club, bud, I grumped. After that, the roommate teacher blew her whistle and both our teams started to pull. Turn the page, page 52. Room 9 pulled and pulled with all our strength. People! People! We're doing it! We're doing it! I shouted, very shocked. We pulled some more. Then all of a sudden we heard a loud holler. It was Strong Frankie. He yanked the rope as hard as he could. Then Lenny and Ricardo fell down in the grass and the bow went over the line. Room 8 went crazy and happy. They were loud and laughing. Room 9 walked to the water fountain, very sad. Then we sat down next to the building and we didn't talk for a real long time. Finally, Mrs. came and got us. Come on, boys and girls. There's just one more event to go, she said. Turn the page, page 54. She took us to the pull-up bar. The room 8 teacher smiled real big. All right, everybody, it's time for the pull-up contest, she said. Polly on Puffer stared at her. Big whoop, he said. Then the room 8 teacher tattled on him, and Polly on Puffer had to sit by himself for a timeout. Mrs. was not happy with us. Okay, children, I understand that you're not in a good mood, but one of the things we learn in field day is to never give up. Room 9 is not a bunch of quitters, are we, Junie B? I looked at room 9's faces. Pretty much, I said. Mrs. threw her hands in the air. Okay, that's it, she said. I'm not going to take no for an answer. There must be someone in room 9 who has the spirit to keep trying. Which one of you children has the courage not to give up, huh? How about you, Jamal? Will you try to do a pull-up for the team? She asked. Jamal Hall pulled his shirt up over his face so no one could see him. I believe that's a no, I said. Mrs. looked around some more. Grace, she said, how about you? Will you try to do a pull-up for us? No, I can't, she said. I really, really can't. I'm only strong in my feet. I'm not, yelled a loud voice. I'm strong over my whole body. Room 9 turned around. It was Strong Frankie again. Turn the page, page 56. He made another arm muscle at us. I stamped my foot at that guy. Stop doing that, Frankie, I hollered. Stop tooting your own horn, because that is not even polite. And anyway, room 9 has strong people too. We have people who can do a jillion pull-ups. In fact, So there. Ha! Strong Frankie crossed his muscle arms.
Like who?
He asked. I put my hands on my hips. Like lots of people, that's who. Like, well, like... Just then, a boy from room 9 raised his hand a teeny bit.
Like me, he said.
Then he walked right up to the pull-up bar, and he stood there all by himself. I did a gasp. Then the other children did gasps, too.
Because what do you know? It was William.
Turn the page. Page 58, chapter 9. Chapter 8, I'm sorry, chapter 8, William. All of room 9 kept on staring and staring at that boy.
Look at his little arms, whispered that Grace. Where are his little muscles, do you think?
William doesn't have any little muscles, said Polly on Puffer. I've seen the wind blow him down on the playground.
Yeah, said Roger. William doesn't even know what a pull-up is, I bet.
Our team is going to look worse than ever. Mrs. snapped her angry fingers at us. That woman has ears like a hawk. Strong Frankie went first. The room 8 teacher lifted him up to the high bar. Then, quick as a wink, he did a loud grunt, and he pulled his chin right up to the bar.
One! Hollered room 8.
Strong Frankie did another grunt, then he pulled himself up again.
Two!
Shouted room 8. After that, he just kept right on going. Strong Frankie kept grunting and pulling, and room 8 kept on counting.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Turn the page. Page 60.
7!
Finally, Strong Frankie dropped down to the ground.
7! 7! Strong Frankie did 7!
Shouted New Thelma. Room 9 sat down in the grass real gloomy, because William was next. That's why. We covered our eyes and peeked through our fingers. Mrs. lifted him up to the pull-up bar. It was not fun to watch, because William just kept dangling and dangling up there, and he didn't even move a muscle. Pretty soon, room 8 started to laugh. It was loudish and meanish. I made a fist at those people. Hey, you want a piece of this? I shouted real mad. Mrs. snapped her fingers at me again. Then, all of a sudden, William kicked his legs a little bit. Then he kicked them again, and wowie wow wow, his chin went right up to the bar. And that is not even the best part, because as soon as he came down, he went right back up again. I springed up from the grass.
2, William! You did 2 pull-ups, and you didn't even grunt!
I hollered very thrilled. William went up again. My mouth fell all the way open.
3, William! You did 3!
After that, all of room 9 springed up from the grass, too. Turn the page, page 62.
4, William! 4! We shouted.
5, William! We shouted.
6!
We shouted.
7! 8! 9! 10!
We shouted. William dangled for a little while longer, then he kicked his legs one more time, and what do you know?
11!
It was the happiest day of our whole entire kindergarten. When William dropped down, all of room 9 piled on top of him.
William! William! You did it! You did it!
We hollered real joyful. Pretty soon we heard a muffly voice. It said,
get off of me,
I think. Then all of us got up and we stood William on his feet. Room 9 danced all around that guy. Also, we tried to lift him on our shoulders because he was our hero, that's why. Only our shoulders kept on collapsing. Plus, William's shoes kicked us in the face. Then all of a sudden, a bright idea popped into my head.
People, wait, I've got it, I've got it. I know how to show William he is our hero, I said.
After that, I whispered my idea to Mrs. and guess what? She took the red cape right off my shoulders, and she pinned it onto William's shoulders instead, just like I told her.
William saved the day, I said. William is our superhero.
Turn the page, page 64.
His name should be Super William, I think.
William smiled real big, then he zoomed around on the playground, and the cape flied behind him. Mrs. smiled.
See, boys and girls, see what can happen if you don't give up on yourselves.
Just then, William zoomed back to where we were.
But I still don't get it, William, I said. How did you even do that? How did you do 11 pull-ups? Because those things are very hard.
William smiled kind of shy.
I practiced, that's how, he said. I got a pull-up bar for Christmas, and I practiced every day.
Just then, William's daddy came hurrying over, and he put Super William on his shoulders.
Turn the page, page 66.
Then all of us marched to room 9. It was like a happy parade. And here's another happy thing. Our families came and ate cookies with us, and they were proud of how we did. My family hugged me very much. Then my Grandma Miller hugged Super William too, and Grandpa Miller flew him all around in the air because William loved that cape, I tell you. And so guess what else? I didn't even ask for it back. Not for the whole rest of the day.
That is being nice of me, I said to just myself. I am being a good team captain.
After that, I laughed right out loud, because what do you know? I was tooting my own horn. The end.